two Donegal athletes have been selected on the Irish team for the European Under-20 Championships in Israel next month. Fintan Dewhurst of Finn Valley Athletic Club, or sorry, of Tyrconnell AC, who won a European silver at the Under-18 Euros, will go in the 400 metres hurdles, while Hannah Murray of Finn Valley has been selected for the 4x400 metres relays. The championships will be in Jerusalem from the 7th to the 10th of August, and Finn Valley's Dermot McGranahan is lead coach and manager for the 4x400 metre relay squads. And he's also, of course, National Club Development Manager with Athletics Ireland. Delighted to say he joins us on the line. A very good afternoon to you, Dermot.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Well, exciting times for Irish athletics. We've just heard from Patsy McGonigal there up at the National Track and Field Championships at a rather wet and damp, although reasonably warm, Morton Stadium. The weather, I take it, in Jerusalem is going to be on the warm side. Two Donegal athletes taking part. So what are the expectations ahead of these European Under-20 Championships?
Yeah, Chris, yes, exciting times at the minute for Donegal Athletics, surely. So, obviously, the heat itself is going to probably be around 35 degrees, you know, so it's going to be very, very warm, you know. So, the expectations really would be, you know, obviously, Fintan Dewhurst coming off that silver medal last year in Jerusalem, the same stadium, you know. He's right up there again, you know. He's in good form again. He went to Mannheim earlier on this year, wasn't so good, but he fought back and he won his under 20 championships, and he won his under 19 championships last weekend. You know, so he's in good form again. Was he going to be up around there? Yes, he is. He's top class athlete. So yes, I seen. Fintan's always going to be about there. He's in good shape, and coach by Brian McGonigal, and they're always working hard at it, you know. So he's almost a shout. The likes of Nick Griggs, obviously doing 15 and 3,000, always going to be about. A young lad from Galway called Oisin Joyce is going to be very, very close throwing the javelin, you know, and obviously Elizabeth and Judy for the high jump. So them's the contenders in my eyes, you know. So looking at the 4x4, you know, obviously Hannah Murray. As part of the four before team, probably over on about the second leg, you know. So, their expectation there, Chris, would be roughly to say, maybe getting the top four, top five of the final. The big game here would be the national record, which stands about 3:36 at the minute. So, as I say, Hannah's in good form, great form altogether. She was big preparation this year for Hannah. She was went to DNA in Madrid earlier on. She went to Mannheim as well, competed very, very well against a strong European 4x4 really race, you know. So she's in good shape. Great season for her. Under 19 champion last weekend, 400 metres, and narrowly defeated in the 200, just, you know, popped on the line to claim silver there. Obviously, again, being coached by Rosemary Funn. But listen, that's the expectation for them as well, you know. So all looking good, you know, but obviously the conditions are 48 countries, 48 nations involved, you know. And the heat's going to play a big factor. Flying out, obviously, on Thursday to give them a wee bit of preparation for the climatising to the heat. Competition, as you say, starts on Monday. So, listen, looking forward to it. And it's a good opportunity. It's an exciting time for the two athletes as well, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes people may well forget that once you get to competing at international level, it can be pretty time-consuming because, as you say, that they're going out on Thursday. There can be a bit of preparation before a meeting. Then you might be there a day or two afterwards as well. And then you've got all your training. So when you get to that level, it's a huge commitment.
Oh, listen, and you know, obviously between leaving Cert months and all, Hannah went through leaving Cert as well, you know, and it's a tough, tough time, trying to keep them mixed the two. You know, it takes a special, special athlete to be able to go and achieve at the national level, and same with Fintan doing exams as well, you know. It's time consuming, and you know, you have to be at the top level of this, you know, to be able to continue both, you know. You've always heard in the past, you know, the likes of Mark Ingles there, who's my Don Trace doctor and still competed at world class level, you know. So people like that, you know, it takes massive, massive effort, you know. Even now, out of the championships, we're going to be there for a couple of days, of course. Hannah's on very early in the morning for relays, and as is Fintan for Fintan's first round. is Monday morning. It's 7:05 Irish time, so it's 2 hours ahead over there. So it's early morning as well, and so you can imagine, like, if he's preparing for that, he needs to be up very, very early in the morning, get his food right and one thing along. So listen, Hannah's first race would be 7:40 Irish time on Wednesday for the first round. But as I say, Fenton would be about a three rounds, round one, semi final and final, his final being on Thursday at 3:45. So it's quick turnarounds with this, you know. And obviously Hannah's, hopefully the final for the relay would be final event on the track, which is 7 PM Thursday evening, you know. So it's a tight, compact competition, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of, they'll keep training on their off days and one thing, they'll just working out and one thing. So yeah, food very important, time very important. So yes, it's it takes a lot to get to that level, you know.
Now, I mentioned earlier about the Danny McDade 15K is on tomorrow in Letterkenny. It's all a far cry from the days when he was competing, when you had national championships and European and world and Olympics. Yeah. But, you know, now there's a pathway there. I'm not sure how long the European Under 20 championships have been going, but at various levels going up, there's a clear pathway and steps up the ladder, which does mean a lot more travel, but also a lot more opportunities.
Absolutely. You know, if you look back, well, the Europeans, juniors is a 2 year cycle. And even the 4x4 squad, we've put this team together almost 2 years ago now. And that's when the cycle starts and you have competition maybe in Europe and you've just building for it and you bring squad days together and one thing and all this. But the pathway program is unbelievable. At the moment, with Athletics Ireland, you know, we have, but even for ourselves as Donegal, you know, we're punching way above our weight. As far as selection is concerned for pathway and for Irish squads and one thing and all, like, you know, you're just coming off schools international there and one thing and all, you had Riona Doherty, you had, you know, Amy Timoney, Kiva Gallen, people, Kieran McFadden, you know, people like that, you know, who's been selected right, left and centre, you know, the likes of Sophie Parter has been selected, Lucy McGlynn, there's so many there you can name. So, and even coming up, over the next week or 10 days, the selection's gone out for the 3A's in England. A new opportunity for maybe some of the younger ones, like of Eva Logue from Ross's AC, Coach Bear Dad, who's Irish high jump champion on the 15 recently, or last weekend. And her clubmate, Oisín Gillespie as well. Obviously, Coach Bear, his dad as well. So there's opportunities, Riona Doherty in the long jump. So let's see, we'll get more opportunities for them to be going forward. You know, as I say, you start naming people and you leave somebody out, you know, but punching really above our weight at the moment. And it's fabulous to see these opportunities and pathways come along, you know.
And you can see clearly, Dermot, you know, the investment through Athletics Ireland and more state funding when we have coaches and facilities, and it is beginning to reap dividends.
Yeah, at nationally, but you know, Chris, I have to say it, the hard work has been done on county board level and the county, you know. There's some very, very good people. We have a real good committee there, led by Michael Galvin, county secretary, you know, or sorry, county chairman, followed up as well by obviously Mark Conley, juvenile. He looks at a lot of juveniles. Michael Logue there, he's the development officer. So listen, there's a lot of work being done that obviously at national level, trying to get a bit of funding as part of my role as at the moment we're working on capital funding. So trying to get a few pounds for clubs. Recently there we had resilience fund out, we had energy sports scheme funds out, one thing and another. And obviously the coach education is the huge part to play in this, you know. But I have to say it comes back to Donegal level. Real good engagement and real unity between everybody, clubs working together, the likes of maybe an athlete maybe doing about a high jump, maybe specialising, go over to maybe like so Paul Wilkinson or Brian McGonigal, and good work being done there as well by Catherine McDevitt down in Letterkenny, you know. So there's a wide spread, and it's not just club anymore. It's if somebody has a wee bit of expertise there, you go out and maybe to a different club for that. Didn't happen years ago. Like there's Sinead McConnell there, who's we all know how good a walker she has been in the past and all through her life. She's coaching a couple of wee athletes as well, probably not from her own club, you know, but and doing very well. So that's the plan that we're on, you know, and it seems to be working for everybody.
Tell me, because of COVID and the obvious effect that had on participation, has that sort of left a little bit of a blip in the whole pathway system that some people have missed out because of not being able to train as would normally have been the case?
Listen, Chris, you know, there's... you know, the people that want to do it will do it. You know, obviously COVID surely played a part. But, you know, I think the quicker the most clubs go back on the horse again, you know, it showed the people that really want to do it. And I think, you know, if I was being honest, we're down through the country and I'm working with a lot of clubs, you know, a lot of clubs are still using the excuse of COVID and one thing or another. For ourselves up here in Donegal, and most of the clubs around the country at this stage are, you know, we're back on it again. And obviously through them couple of years there would have been a few people maybe missing out. But, you know, there's always opportunity. If you're looking at youths for EYOFs under 15, if you don't get it, you get it the next time for juniors or something to get around under 18. So the pathway's there from 15s up, you know. So you'll always get the opportunity if you want to do it, you know. But I think the excuse of COVID maybe hit a few people but harder than ourselves, you know.
So in conclusion, Dermot, we're looking forward to these European Under-20 Championships and hopefully Fintan Dewhurst and Hannah Murray will acquit themselves well, and indeed the whole Irish team. Overall, yeah. How do you feel that Irish and Donegal Athletics is placed at the moment looking to the future? Are we in a best position we've ever been in terms of what could be coming through?
Absolutely. You know, if you look the likes of Nick Griggs there and people got coming through, you have Keanu Phillips, he'll run the 800 final tomorrow. People have got come all through the pathway, you know, and, you know, earlier on there, Kelly McGrory and Kelly's one, James Kelly and Gavin McLaughlin, people have got the Donegal athletes, but in general, Irish athletics to me is going the right way. There's a lot of money being pumped into it at the minute. So I would say, you know, we're as good a place as we've ever been. You know, obviously the big talk is Rashida Adelecki, who's turned professional now at the minute. So that's all good. And obviously our hopes would be through strategic planning and one thing and another that she'll be looking at maybe a final at the Olympics or something like that. You know, so that's all good. Yeah, Chris, it's super, super time to be involved in athletics, you know.
Great, Dermot. Well, listen, thanks for joining us. We wish you and all involved with the Irish team the very best in those European Under-20 Championships in Israel next month. Dermot McGranahan there, the lead coach and manager for the 4x400m relay squads, and he's National Club Development Manager as well with Athletics Ireland.